some of our old equipment. Apple II. Boy, those slots turned out to be important. Wow, look at the original, yeah, gold-covered memory chips. Wow. Programming the 6502. It's a microprocessor we chose for this. Still in use in so many products to this day. Calculator. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I used to know how to use this. Alrighty. I just did a multiplication. Oh, it's upside down. Just kidding. Yep, the manuals. Manuals were so important to us. This was an important, important manual. Just kind of scrapped together every piece of documentation I and a few others could generate. Mike Scott put the manual together. I remember that book. Our cassette tapes we shipped with the computers had our programs on. So you'd load the cassette tape into a normal cassette tape player, push the button, and beep, it would your program would load into memory and run. And that's what we stored them on. The basic for an Apple I. Floppy disk drives, I remember well. The Apple III. It's one of our products that didn't go too well. Lots of versions of the Apple II. The Apple III was when IBM came out with their business machine. We looked at how the Apple IIs were selling. And everyone, all these businessmen would buy an Apple II, and they'd plug in an extra memory board, and they'd plug in an extra displays, extra more characters you could see on a display that was like a TV set, so they could see more months on their spreadsheets. So we said, well, we'll build one product that has it all, the Apple III. Build it all in, one piece, exactly what the user wants. Eventually, a company came out with these profile, some company came out with disks before us, and then we called it the profile hard disk. These are like 5 or 10 megabytes. That's all. Kind of too tiny to even think about, but they stored hundreds of programs on them. Beep, turned on, run it, and the Apple III. We kind of lost out to IBM with their PC in those days, but they had the marketing arm straight into the company order forms. Great. Then we got into the floppy disk controller. That was a supreme design of my own. So few chips doing so much with a little microprocessor in the computer helping out. So it was a real strong interaction between the hardware and the ability to put software on a computer, save parts. Jeff Raskin, certainly one of all of our heroes as far as computers that are easy to use. And once we had a floppy disk, yeah, we'd ship a lot of floppy disks like this around. People put all their programs on and buy them from other companies, and world had an easy explosion.
Put the drive down, and we got some software there for you to load on to run on the Apple II. Just reach over there close the drive door on the right.
Yeah.
It'll rear read it.
Okay.
It's a surprise for you.
Huh?
Here it comes. Take a while to load. Something you haven't seen in 25 years.
Really? It's quite possible.
It's pages these days. Why is that cool?
Turn it on and off again.
Should
I reboot it?
Yeah, I might have to.
There it is.
Ah, the Yes Festival. What a reminder. Yes, pixels. What memories? The Yes Festival is planned for Labor Day weekend, 1982. It will be a celebration to introduce the Yes Decade. Secondly, it will celebrate the role the personal computer and other technological advancements as vehicles which enable people to communicate ideas more effectively. Yes, you bet. For the celebration, we are bringing together the finest contemporary and country western musical talent. In addition to the musical entertainment, the festival will feature exhibits of exciting new applications of computer technology in communication, education, small business, music, and ecology. The festival will provide a unique opportunity for new entrepreneurs and major companies to display their latest developments in a non-commercial environment. An exciting new event, the first ever CompU Olympics, will be held on-site for teams from computer user groups to compete in various problem-solving events which will be designed especially for the US Festival. With your help, Alan, I'd like to inform computer hobbyists about the celebration and give them an opportunity to exchange information and to enjoy the many elements of the US Festival. Advanced tickets will be available to computer user groups 1 month prior to the general public. Group discounts are available. Metzger & Company will be contacting you to answer any questions you may have. Oh yeah, Bonnie Metzger did our PR. I look forward to you joining us in the celebration. I would like to invite you and some of your staff to the US Festival as my guests. Please RSVP Bonnie at Metzger & Company for your tickets. All right. Now that's really something to come up with. We're done.
That's what you sent to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. It had to be sent like in physical mail back in those days.
That's right.
On a floppy disk. Oh, look what we have here. We can toggle in an address and push a button and pop it into memory. Pop it into a register. And then we'll toggle another number and we'll make it go straight into memory. You betcha. And advance the address. That's how that's how all computers worked and looked. It's beautiful. It's just so beautiful. And now the computer is possible because of a microprocessor chip. Biggest chip of its time. Back when this came out. Wow. Cool. Yeah, the Apple II GS. That was a nice machine. Modern day graphics and sound off the Apple II. Yeah, it's our Macintosh. Yeah. Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Plus a little sequence to film.
Thank you. Great. Now that was that's a long time ago. I hardly remember that.
You know what? It's appropriate that you see it again with the festival coming up.
Yeah.
Reload,
oh, yeah.
Reload it.
You show them the machine that was in 2010? Movie?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of other machines.
The
here.
One at the Apple II on the end, but I haven't found the
one over here.
Well, there's the Bell and Howell one. Or
that's the Bell and Howell. That's the Darth Vader Apple II, remember?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Very well.
One or two of the portrait shots.
We even did an Air Apple. For Air
like
for
with holding,
I did the,
holding this sort of thing.
I did the software that put all their characters
I think
on.
We should do
it outside. Characters at the end of a word change.
Sure.
Background.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
Okay,
the hardest one was my pal.
I want to show you this thing over here.
We are good. We are done for sound.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Yes.
We are done for sound.
Oh, there, that's good. That's a 1979.